Lord, help me as I record this episode of the Grizz podcast. Give me the right words to say. Keep me from saying things that I shouldn't say. Give me wisdom. Use this to impact the hearts and the lives of all my brothers that are listening. Thank you for all that you've done for me. Help me to stay full of you today. Help me to stay focused on you today. Strengthen my inner man. Protect me from the enemy that is trying to come against me and ruin me. Ruin my marriage. Ruin my family. In Jesus' name. Amen.
You're listening to the Grizz Podcast. It's gonna be raw, it's gonna be real, and it's gonna be relevant. We're here to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God is calling you to live. It's time for you to step up and man up. That's what God expects, and that's what this jacked up world desperately needs. Now here's our host, itinerant speaker, Jason George.
Yo, yo, yo. Thanks for tuning in and listening to the Grizz Podcast. Today is Thursday, January the 11th, 2018, and I am about to drive to the airport, old BWI, to fly to New Hampshire for a winter youth retreat that I'll be teaching at this weekend. But before I go, I wanted to drop some fresh meat on you. Give you a little something to chew on. You know what I'm saying? I've had a few listeners to the Grizz Podcast ask me to share my personal battle plan for sexual sobriety, purity, recovery, whatever you want to call it. So that's what I'm going to drop on you for this episode. And don't worry, I'm still working on the content for the series I started last week on dealing with depression. I am definitely coming back to that, and we're going to be on that for a while. I've just been pretty busy preparing content for the youth retreat that I'm going to be speaking at this weekend. Let me grab a sip here of my diet root beer. No coffee. I already had some coffee. By the way, all of my teaching sessions this weekend are supposed to be live streamed on Monadnock Christian Ministries Facebook page. So definitely keep an eye out for that and join us if you aren't doing anything productive. Late Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, and Sunday morning. Hang on. Sorry, man. It's the root beer, brother. I cannot believe I just burped on the podcast. Actually, I can believe it. You know, that's how I roll. Anyway, late Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, and Sunday morning, going to be live streaming the teaching sessions at Monadnock Christian Ministries on Facebook. I will post a link to that on the Grizz Podcast Facebook page and also on my personal Facebook profile. Anyway, let's get into the meat. As most of you already know, God commands us as Christian men to live a sexually pure life. See 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 through 8. And that doesn't just have to do with physical stuff. It also includes our eyes and our mind. Jesus was very clear on this issue in Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 through 30. And I want you to know that God gives us those commands regarding sexual purity, not to be a cosmic killjoy dictator, but he gives them as a loving father who is constantly trying to guide and protect his adopted sons from disaster and pain. But as you know, following those commands is not easy. We, as Christian men living here in America in 2018, are constantly bombarded with extremely luring sexual temptation through various media outlets all of the time. So what do we need? A New Year's resolution? Stronger willpower? More prayer? More Bible reading? More church attendance? No. Each one of us, as Christian men, needs a strategic and personal battle plan that fits us as individuals. Without a plan, you're planning to fail in 2018. Listen to what God says in Proverbs chapter 24, verses 5 and 6. A wise man is full of strength, and a man of knowledge enhances his might, for by wise guidance you can wage your war. And in abundance of counselors, there is victory. Right there, those verses show that a strong and victorious warrior is a wise warrior who has a strategic battle plan that he developed by obtaining wise guidance from an abundance of counselors. With that, God says, there is victory in the war. So, that's exactly what I've been doing over the years to develop and improve my own personal purity battle plan. I have sought out wise guidance. I have continually just soaked up every bit of knowledge I can in this area to enhance my might, because I realize that a wise man is the strong man. And I also realize what these verses say, that in the abundance of counselors, wise mentors, guys that are way further down the road than me, that know a lot more than me in this area of living pure, holy, sobriety, overcoming addiction. Dude, I have been soaking up from wise counselors, and that has majorly been helping me to become a better man. I'm not exactly where I want to be, or where I'm going to be, I should say. I'm going places, baby. I got plans. But dude, I'm not where I was. I've come a long way in recovery. So, just want you guys to know, man, that we are in a real war. There's no doubt about it. Number one, we are in a war against our old sinful flesh that still lives in us. You can see Romans chapter 7. And number two, we're in a real war against the spiritual forces of darkness, Satan and his demons. You can see Ephesians 6:12 and 1 Peter 5:8. So again, if you're going to be victorious in a war, what do you need? You need a well thought out battle plan that fits your life with your specific history, your specific struggles, your specific triggers, etc. So let me give you my plan, but first a few disclaimers before I get into it. Let me grab another sip of my root beer. Hopefully I won't burp again. If that offends you, find another podcast. Disclaimer number one, I'm not saying or implying that every Christian man needs to do every single thing that I do in my battle plan. This is my personal purity battle plan for Jason George that fits my life with my specific history and struggles, with my specific triggers. You can take from it whatever you feel will help you. If any of my bullets fit your gun, take them and shoot them. I don't consider it plagiarism. I'm happy that you would use them. Disclaimer number two, I'm not saying or implying that this battle plan of Jason George is the silver bullet that'll make you or me porn-free for life. This is simply a personal battle plan that I developed and used for myself. It helps me a great deal. But I do realize that without God's grace and strength, all I really got is a bunch of words on the page. You know what I mean? It's just a plan. And I need His grace and strength to empower me and help me follow the plan. I need that. All right. So here it is, my personal purity battle plan.
Drop!
All right. Number one, every day I begin the day with a morning routine. A morning routine. That's number one. What is part of my morning routine? What's that look like for me personally? I start out by absorbing some sort of scripture. It could be a memory verse I'm working on. It could be read a chapter of the Bible. It could be a Bible reading plan on the Bible app. It could be me studying for a message I'm going to give. It could be me listening to a podcast of some sort that, you know, is Bible teaching. But I start out with some scripture. It doesn't have to be long to be good. In fact, when I listen to a podcast that is teaching me the Bible, I usually only listen to maybe 15, 20 minutes of it tops, and I have to turn it off because I'm really big on taking bite-size, you know, chunks and chewing on it, making sure I really get it and internalizing all of it. In my morning routine, I also take time to pray. It's not some long prayer, but I take time to pray. I have trouble praying sitting still, so I may go for a walk. I may pray as I'm driving in my truck. I even use my journal to write out my prayers. I also, in my morning routine, review my battle plan that I'm reading to you right now. I go over it real quick. I keep a copy of it on my iPhone in the Notes app. And I also try to go over my personal purity motivation. I have over 50 reasons why Jason George needs to stay the heck away from porn and every other type of sexual sin. I keep a copy of that on my iPhone. And I also have a copy of that that I can listen to at any time that I want. I'm getting some weird feedback here on my mic. It's crackling a little bit. Not sure why. All right, that's better. So I begin my day with a morning routine, scripture, prayer, review my battle plan, review my personal purity motivation. And by the way, with my personal purity motivation, I don't read through all 50 reasons every morning. Tops, I might just glance over 10 of them just to remind myself, refresh my memory, why I need to stay pure. Because we often lose sight of that, the why factor. The why factor is so crucial. Before we get into the how, you got to know why you need to stay pure. I also, each morning, check in with my accountability partner, my good friend Josh Ray, down in Middle Georgia. Shout out to you, brother. And we just check in through text messaging. We have kind of a code that we do with emojis, where we check in with personal purity, how we're doing. We check in with, have you been in the Word in the last 24 hours? And also, how you doing with your diet and your exercise? And we have done that for a long time. For me, weekly accountability is not enough. I need daily check-ins. That really helps me. And It was actually my friend Josh Ray, my accountability partner. It was his idea because he was reading those verses in in Hebrews that talks about encourage one another daily. And he was like, Jay, we need to be hitting it daily, just checking on each other, encouraging each other, because accountability is encouraging. You got to think of what encouraging really means. Encouraging is really, if you look up the Greek word, it's about, you know, spurring you on, pushing you on, motivating you to not stay where you are, but to become better, to go further, higher. So we do it daily. And then I also plan out my workday. I just try to look over what I got to do today. Let's plan it out so I don't have any, you know, home alone and bored time or anything like that. I really just plan out my day. I usually have a pretty big list, but I kind of mark these are my A priorities, A, B, C. These are the things I need to accomplish today because I easily get distracted with the C priorities. I don't know if you're like that, but that's how I am. Number two on my battle plan, at least once a week, I go over and review my personal values and my personal mission statement. I did that last night. If you've never listed out your personal values, the things that truly matter to you, and from that developed a personal mission statement for you, like what is your mission? What are you about for your limited time down here on earth before you die and go to heaven? If you've never done that, you need to do that. I actually learned the value of doing that from that book by Stephen Covey, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. That's a great book. Number three on my battle plan, 4 days per week, physically exercise for at least 35 minutes. You might say, what in the world does exercise and fitness, you know, have to do with personal purity? Well, for me, again, this is my battle plan. Discipline and fitness in one area of my life, it always influences the other areas of my life. So I need that. That actually helps me in the area of personal purity. Because if I'm getting lazy, you know, undisciplined, I have no self-control, I'm just indulging, eating whatever I want, drinking whatever I want, and just not taking care of my body. And believe me, I'm no GQ dude. I'm not on the cover of any men's magazine. That's not going to happen. But I'm not a glutton, and I'm working at it. But it helps me, man. I need to do that. I need something. They both influence each other. So number four, personal purity battle plan for Jason George. I stay in constant connection and community with my brothers in Christ. How do I do that? Each week, I attend a weekly online X3 group meeting. I've done it for a couple years now. And I'm not the group leader. I have a group leader in there. I'm a participant. And there's a couple other guys that are in my group. And we keep everything confidential, and we share how we're really doing. Guys can share victories, things they're learning. They can also share slips, failures, struggles, frustrations. We listen to one another. We don't try to fix each other. We get each other's back. We listen. We encourage. It's pretty cool, man. It has helped me big time. I look forward to those meetings online. And it's cool because anywhere that I'm at, like in the world, as long as I got an internet connection, I get to be part of that weekly group. And there's guys coming in from all over the country. There's one guy that's overseas. He's some kind of missionary. He travels a lot. We never know where the heck he's coming in from. Could be in South America, Spain, Germany. It's crazy, man. He's got a crazy ministry. I also have a home men's group that I put together. And we don't meet every week. We try to meet every other week, but it doesn't always happen with our schedules. So we met recently. We went to the Outback together. We got some steak, you know what I'm saying? Some guys got some wings. And then we went bowling together. And there was nothing deep, you know, but it kind of was deep. Because we know that deep within us, we have a craving to be in community, to connect with other dudes, our bros. And so we were able to do that, you know, while we're eating, while we're bowling, you know, we're trash talking, we're having fun, but we're also just like, how you doing, man? How's the wife? How's the family? What's going on at work? It was a good time, man. I need that. So number four is stay in constant connection with my brothers in Christ. Another way I do that is just phone calls, text messages throughout the week. They're a big deal. I was working the other day, and it was about 3 o'clock. I was down in my Grizz cave hammering out some stuff for the weekend retreat this weekend. And my good buddy Robert Stuckey, he's a steam fitter. He was leaving the D.C. area, coming back home here in Calvert County, Southern Maryland. And he'll just randomly call me on the way home. And he's like, he's crazy. He's just yelling in the phone, doing some crazy stuff. But then he just checks on me. How you doing, man? What's going on? And then I check on him because his wife has been hardcore, man, battling breast cancer. She's a warrior. And his son is in high school. He's wrestling varsity, even though he's a freshman. I just check on him. What's up, man? What's going on? Dude, I need that. Number five, my personal purity battle plan. Listen to 2 recovery podcasts per week. If I can't find any good recovery podcasts per week, I listen to or I read some kind of recovery blogs or book chapters or something like that. I do know that every week I am listening to the Porn Free Radio podcast with my man, the Dauber. I listened to it last night. And it was good. It helps me. Number 6, my personal purity battle plan. Every night before bed, I have what's called an Amish hour. That is where I get off my phone. I get off the TV. Just no TV, no computer, no phone, no internet, no social media, etc. Only a good book or my Bible or my journal. That's it. An hour before bed. Now, I haven't been able to do this every night. Sometimes I forget that this is one of my commitments. Sometimes my rhythm of life with what I'm doing, traveling or my family, sometimes I can't do it, but I shoot for this. Number 7, part of my battle plan, go to bed when my wife goes to bed. Go to bed when my wife goes to bed. I don't stay up late all alone watching TV or surfing the web, or on my phone. That's not good. That's not good. Number 8, I keep Covenant Eyes Internet Accountability monitoring my iPhone and all my computers. And I have weekly reports that go to my accountability partner, Josh Ray, down in Georgia, and also my good buddy, Mike Grinke, who is in Ohio. Number 9, part of my personal purity battle plan, I keep my iPhone restricted with a password that I don't know. That way I can't, you know, remove Covenant Eyes and just go wherever I want on the internet or anything like that. It's restricted. So number 10, no media intake, which, you know, is movies, TV, YouTube, music, satellite radio, apps, social media, podcasts, books, fitness type magazines. No media intake that contains any type of sexual content, nudity, barely dressed females running around, crude or perverted humor, or anything arousing. Now, this one I have to constantly, man, just really be diligent about and very just proactive, because it's so easy. My wife and I could get a movie on Netflix or from Redbox, and everybody's telling us it's a good movie. And if it's rated R, then I got to say, well, why is it rated R? I've got to look it up. You know, is it because of their sexuality? Is it because there's nudity? Any of that? Because if there is, I don't need to be watching that, because all that does for me is really pour gas on the embers of lust, because lust is not flaming in my life anymore, thank God, by the grace of God. But I know that if I dump a little gas on it, those embers, man, they'll flame right up. So I've got to really be careful. And I know that some people say, well, you can fast forward through this, blah, blah, blah. I still see it. And I just, it's not wise for me, man. I've got to be really careful. So number 11, every Sunday night, I try to plan out my work week ahead of time, and I prepare for any potential threats or triggers that I might see that may be coming up in my week. Number 12, when I travel alone, like I am this weekend, I don't have my son coming with me, my daughters aren't coming with me, my wife's not with me, I don't have any kind of a friend or, you know, student that I'm mentoring coming with me. When I travel alone, I have to activate my travel plan. What is my travel plan? It's real simple. In advance, before I leave, I notify my accountability partner and inform him that I'm going to be all alone on the road, in a hotel room all alone or whatever. And also, when I'm in a hotel room by myself, I actually take the bedspread, not the blankets and sheets, but the actual bedspread. That thing's nasty. I never sleep with it because they don't wash that every single time. But I take that and I cover the TV in the hotel room. I actually put a blanket over it just to remind myself, no TV by yourself. That's good for me. I don't really need TV anyway. I'm not a big TV watcher like I used to be. So, and if there is something I really want to watch, if there's a game on or something, I can go in the lobby and watch it, or I can watch it actually on my MacBook computer if I got internet, because I subscribe to a lot of different stuff. And everything on my MacBook computer, as I said, is monitored by Covenant Eyes. I keep hearing a crackling with this recording. I don't know if my mic is going bad or what. So if you're hearing that, I apologize. My travel plan. So cover the TV, don't watch TV when I'm in my hotel room alone. And I also, when I'm done with my night stay in my hotel room, my accountability partner calls and checks on me the next day. How did it go? My board of directors with Narrow Trail Ministry, I've already told them they have the right at any time, if I'm traveling for ministry stuff, to request the hotel bill and check to see if I rented movies, because that's a no-no. I don't rent movies, especially with the ministry credit card and things. So that's what's up. Number 13, my battle plan. Always avoid an environment of being home alone and bored. Continually plan and prepare ahead of time, keeping myself occupied with the good things that God's given me to enjoy. Family, friends, reading, writing, podcasting, exercising, DIY projects, do-it-yourself projects, mountain biking, etc. So I avoid the home alone and bored thing. Matt Chandler, Pastor Matt Chandler, said a long time ago, and I love this, a man home alone and bored, that's a dangerous man. And I agree with that. Number 14, when I'm struggling with major loneliness, anger, anxiety, depression, or when I'm just feeling overwhelmed or even under some kind of spiritual attack, those are all very much internal triggers for me. Those can easily trigger and make me want to go back and medicate with something like porn, because that was my ritual all growing up. that's how I dealt with those things, like loneliness, anger, anxiety, depression, feeling overwhelmed. That's what I did, man. That's how I coped. It wasn't marijuana. It wasn't alcohol. It was porn. And it was very much like a heroin, dude. If you've been listening to the podcast a while, I've mentioned that I grew up in a very, very dysfunctional, broken, crazy, and abusive home. I've been abused verbally, mentally, physically, and sexually growing up. So porn was how I medicated. So when those feelings come back, I've programmed myself that that's my go-to. But I have to constantly remind myself, Jason, when you feel those things, you now have a better way to cope. What is that better way? I reach out for help. I talk to my bros, or I talk to my wife. I need real intimacy. I need other people. And I also talk to my accountability partners, or I talk to the biggest mentor in my life, my hero, a guy named Tim Duggins, who is a pastor down in Virginia, used to be my old youth pastor in high school, best man in my wedding, love the guy. And I just tell him how I'm feeling, what I'm going through, and he listens really well. It's like the best listener on the planet. And when I'm done, he says, "Can I talk?" And I'm like, "Absolutely." And he just brings me truth and encouragement and love, all of that. I've learned that I don't need to isolate or bottle it up anymore. I need backup. I need support immediately. Number 15, part of my battle plan, bounce my eyes away from tempting looking females or images. That means change the channel. Keep the remote in your hand when that commercial comes on. Flee the area if you have to. I've done that before. I've been in a cafe before where some hot, sexy-looking woman walks in dressed to the hilt to get every guy's attention. I mean, I can remember this one woman in particular. And instead of me staying in the cafe, I was like, I got to leave because I'm going to look at her. She wants me to look at her. That's why she dressed like that. So I left and I actually called my accountability partner, told him about it, and just moved on with my day. Bouncing my eyes also means no edging, no dabbling. And that's something that a lot of us, we struggle with, man. I struggle with it because we think, well, I'm not looking technically at porn, but there could be something that's kind of like, you know, these ads that come up or Facebook images or Instagram images or something where you're kind of dabbling, you're edging, and you know where that's going to lead. You know it's not going to be enough. You know that it's still pouring gas on those embers of lust. We've got to bounce our eyes away. We've got to get out of there. We've got to abstain. Number 16, always maintain eye-to-eye contact with females. Do not allow your eyes to check out their body. Look at the person. She's not an object. And this is just part of the reprogramming process that I've been going through. The way I was programmed myself growing up was, you know, to just ogle a woman or whatever, just check out her butt, check out her breasts, check out everything about her. And you're just imagining all this stuff. That's what porn does to you. You can't even look at a woman properly. But when I'm talking to females now, I'm very intentional about eye to eye. Think of old Miyagi in the Karate Kid movies with Daniel-san. He's always like, "Daniel-san, you always look eye to eye. You always look eye to eye. It's the same thing, man. You really got to work at that. Number 17, when I'm feeling tempted to edge or dabble, flee the area and go do something better immediately. And while I'm fleeing and going to do something better, pray for God's grace and strength and reach out to my accountability partner if I have to. Hey, man, I was just starting to edge. I was just starting to dabble. And I Sorry, the root beer. I don't want to do that, so I'm getting it out. Right there, man. That throws water on it. Number 18. Don't talk or joke about sexually perverse things that Christ died for. This can be a hard one for me because in a lot of ways, I'm a normal dude. You know, get talking with the guys, we're joking about things, and some of it's kind of perverse. And I'm just trying to be careful. I love joking around with the guys. I love trash talking back and forth, making fun of each other's football team. My one buddy, Randy DeHaven, me and my friend Josh, we're always like dogging him because he's short and call him a midget and all that stuff and tell him he's an angry elf. And he trash talks right back to us. Like he brings it. But when it gets into the realm of sexually perverse stuff, I don't need to be doing that because that's very much a trigger. And why do I want to be laughing at stuff that Christ died for? That Christ is like, yo, I tell you to abstain from that, Jason. Don't laugh at that. So I'm just confessing that can be a hard one for me, but I'm working at it. Number 19, don't meet alone with females. Always keep it public. Always have a third party present. This isn't just because like, oh, are you worried that you might do something? It's not just that, but me being in the ministry in a leadership role where people look up to me spiritually, I need to really be careful and avoid the appearance of evil. So even in car rides or anything, if I have a female that if I go speak this weekend, she requests, hey, can I talk to you afterwards about some of what you were saying? I'm going through some stuff. I'm like, absolutely. But someone else has to be present, a third party, or we have to do it in a very public place. One time I was speaking at a Christian school in Utah, and after I got done speaking, this mother of one of the high school students who had heard me speak was really wanted to talk with me. And I'm not going to lie, guys, she was beautiful. And I said, yeah, absolutely, we can talk. And she goes, it's going to take a while. Our family's going through a lot. I really need just to get a lot of stuff out. And I said, that's fine. And she thought we were just going to do it right there in this, I don't know, spot of the school that was secluded. And, you know, and I said, no, we need to go down to the coffee shop that's right by the school. Because it was it was an awesome school. It was a Intermountain Christian school in Salt Lake City, Utah. And, you can walk out of the school and there's just this really cool, quaint town. It's right at the base of the mountains. It's freaking awesome. I hope I would go back there next year. But we went down to that coffee shop and that's where we talked. There were people all around. And right there, anything that my flesh might be wanting to think or feel, I just killed it right there. There's nothing. Okay? It's all public. Number 20, do not touch females, except for, you know, my wife and my daughters. And I wrote down, only a side hug is appropriate. So, again, a lot of times when I get done speaking at some of these winter retreats toward the end, before I leave at these youth retreats, a lot of the guys want to come up, you know, give me a hug. But some of the girls want to come up and they want a hug. And I get that. A lot of these girls don't have any kind of man in their life that does that. They don't have any kind of father figure or any of that. And I don't want to deprive them of a hug because touch is important and we need that. We need appropriate touch. But I am very, very intentional and careful how I hug a female. That's not my wife or daughters. I don't go full frontal embrace where their boobs are up against me, anything like that. I don't gently hug them and rub their back. You know, I don't do that. There's a side hug. And when I side hug them and put my hand around an arm around their shoulder, I hug very firmly, a bear hug, baby, where I'm like, hey, I love you. I'm proud of you this weekend for listening. I know you're going to make some changes. I'm so happy for what Jesus did in your life. And there's a firm hug. And they're like, ouch, thank you. That's how I roll. That's how I grizz, baby. Number 21, stay focused on your calling, your mission, your goals. continuing to guide, encourage, and equip others in their journey through life, and expect resistance. So this is just a reminder on my battle plan. Stay focused on those things, Jason. You see, this whole sexual purity thing is not so much about abstain, don't do this. It's actually about do this, do this better thing. There's something better. It's not so much about, it is about separation. It is about prevention, but it's also about replacement. We have to replace the old sinful ways with new godly, better ways. I mean, how many times in the New Testament is it about put off and put on? So I got to remind myself, yo, man, stay focused on your calling, your mission, your goals. Even doing the podcast is part of it. Hey, man, instead of surfing the web or edging or dabbling for a couple hours, go work on the podcast, because I really enjoy that. I love doing the research. I love finding the funny sound effects, all of that stuff. Number 22, in case of a relapse, I must immediately follow the three C's. Now, I got the three C's: confession, consequences, and care. I got these from my man, Matt Dobschutz, the Dobber. He helped me revise and improve my personal purity battle plan a few months ago. And I'm so thankful that he did that and helped me with that. You need to let him help you with that as well. And I'm going to let Matt come on here in just a little bit here on the podcast and tell you about that. But he helped me, and this was something that he said, you need this in your plan. And when he told me that I need this in my plan, I didn't like it. It made me nervous. It scared me, because I'm like, oh, man, if I relapse, then, confession, consequences, care, And he helped me really work through these. But here it is. If I relapse and go and act out, look at porn, masturbate to it, get off to it, whatever, then I got to confess. Number one, of course, confess it to God, 1 John 1, 8 and 9. But I also confess to my accountability partner, Josh Ray. I got to confess to my wife. I've got to confess to my X3 support group that I meet with weekly. And I've also got to confess it to my board of directors for my ministry. Yeah. How you like that? Swallow that, huh? Made me nervous. I was like, wow, that's hardcore. Number two, there's consequences. I had to set up some consequences. Hey, Jason, if you act out and you do it and you're like, oh, I want to do this, it's going to feel so good, just know, okay, but you have not only your confession, you got some consequences. Here are the consequences that I set up with the Dobber. 30 days, no coffee. You guys know I'm a freaking coffee addict. That's one addiction. I'm just not giving up, dude. I'm under grace. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm just going to die and go to heaven. And I guess I'll get a grip on that addiction in heaven. Or maybe in heaven, it won't even matter. God's like, drink all the coffee you want. You got a glorified body. You're good. 30 days, no coffee down here in this life. I don't even know what's going to happen to me. I'm going to be in the mental ward. The other consequence I set up is I got to pay the Clinton Foundation $150. Even me just reading that ticks me off. I don't like that. I don't want to do that ever. And number three, the three C's, I got to get myself into care. If I relapse, get myself into care. And for me, the care that I'll do is getting in coaching with the Dobber. And the Dobber is not going to do it for free for me, because he's like, oh, the Grizz, that's my boy. No, $395 is what I'm paying. No discount. So I got to cough up some money after I've paid the Clinton Foundation, get into care and coaching with the Dobber. More money. You see what that does to me immediately? Is it really worth it? Is that moment of feeling good, looking at porn, whatever, is it really worth it? Seriously? Number 23, just focus on winning the battle today, one day at a time. I have to constantly remind myself, That's really all I've got anyway. Yesterday's over. I don't even know if I have tomorrow. I don't know if I'll be alive tomorrow. I plan for that. I think so, but I don't know. Today, I can live pure. Tonight, I can live pure. I can abstain. Well, what about tomorrow? What about, will I be able to go 30 days? Will I be able to go 60? Will I be able to go all of 2018? Can you do it today? All of you, you know, you would say, yeah, I can do it today. That's what you do every day. That's what I got to remind myself. See, that's why it's in my plan. I got to remind myself, just do it today. And then you start looking back and you're like, dang, dude, I'm doing it. Why are you doing it? One day at a time. Number 24, pay attention to your heart, Jason. Am I trying to have my needs met apart from God? Am I trying in any way to self-medicate? Am I living in connection, fellowship with God daily? And number 25, last one. All right. I'm never drinking root beer on the Grizz podcast again. I'm going back to coffee. This is ridiculous. This is just so rude, so crude, so untactful. Like, Number 25. Never quit. Never, ever, ever, ever freaking quit. I fight the fight until the day I die and I go home to heaven. If I relapse, I follow the three C's. I learn from my failure. I make adjustments to prevent a future relapse and I press on. Onward and upward, always. I keep on grizzing till the day I freaking die.
What's up, Grizz Tribe? This is Matt from Porn Free Radio. I want to ask you a question. How was your last year dealing with porn? Think back to the last 12 months. Did you have some slips? Were you relapsing a lot? Did you have a couple of good runs, but also a couple of epic failures? You know, quitting porn is a tough thing, and at the beginning of every year, guys make New Year's resolutions. I have one thing to say about New Year's resolutions. They suck. They're more like glorified wishes. You don't need a New Year's resolution this year. You need a plan, and I want to help you get that plan. I want you to go to recoveredman.com/grizz. That's recoveredman.com/grizz and get access to my new video training, Porn Free This Year. Now, it's about an hour-long training, and you can download a worksheet for free and fill out a plan to go porn-free this year. Now, guys have done this. I just got a couple emails in my inbox this week. I got a guy who got to 9 months last year. Took him a little while to get started, got to 9 months. I got a guy who got to a year. I got a guy who did this 2 years ago, got to 2 years. What did they do? They started by working a plan, by writing a plan and going through this exact training that I'm sharing with you for free. So go to recoveredman.com/grizz. That's recoveredman.com/grizz and get access to that training. Now, there is an offer at the end of that training for coaching. I work with guys one-on-one, and I lead Rev Groups, which is our group coaching program.
Yeah.
If anybody in the Grizz Tribe goes through that training and wants to upgrade to coaching, I'll also give you $100 off your first coaching package. When you fill out that application and mention the Grizz. So go to recoveredman.com/grizz and get porn free this year.
Hey guys, I want to encourage you to sign up for Covenant Eyes Internet Accountability and Filtering. I've been a member of Covenant Eyes for well over 10 years, and it has helped me in my own fight for personal purity big time. As a man, you need to protect yourself and your family online. With a family account, Each family member can have their own username, which can track all of that specific user's internet activity on their computer, smartphone, or other internet devices. For extra protection, you can add the Covenant Eyes filter at no extra cost. You can also install Covenant Eyes on all your devices, and there's no extra charge. Each week, you will receive a detailed email report of each user's internet activity. To personally guard myself, I have two of my friends receive a detailed email report of all of my internet activity that comes from my iPhone and my MacBook computer. If I uninstall or reinstall Covenant Eyes, they get notified of that as well. Just knowing that my two friends will see everywhere I go online, dude, that right there, it's been a game changer. I need it, and I won't go back to life without it. Guys, I've got a deal for you. You can sign up for Covenant Eyes and get the first 30 days completely free by just using the promo code GRIZZIN. That's right, GRIZZIN. GRIZZIN. After your 30 days are up, there's a small monthly fee. For individuals and couples, it's just $10.99 per month. For a family, it's just $14.99 per month. Most of you pay around that for your monthly subscription to Netflix. Guys, this is way more valuable than Netflix. So go to CovenantEyes.com and sign up today. And don't forget to use the promo code GRIZZIN for 30 days free.
You've been listening to the Grizz Podcast, an outreach of Narrow Trail Ministries Incorporated. If this podcast has been helping to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God's calling you to live, then please consider partnering with us by giving a tax-exempt donation to our nonprofit ministry. Your financial gift will help us continue to improve and expand our impact around the world. You can make your secure online donation at thegrizzpodcast.com. Now, it's time to take what you've learned and chew on it. And then you need to step up, man up, and go live it out. Grizzin', you know what I'm saying.